弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning to you all.
很高兴我们又可以在一起，能够来思想一下神的话语。
We are very happy once again we can come together and ponder upon God's word.
今天我想跟大家分享的一个题目叫做敬虔的母亲。
Today I would like to share a topic with you that is godly mothers.
所以我们就用这样来开始。
So let us start with this.
在今天这个时代里面，我们年轻的一代常常是我行我素。
In today's age, the generation of today is an age of do it my way.
他们不喜欢听父母的意见，也不怎么样喜欢父母的干预。
They truly don't like to be bothered with their parents' comments, or they don't want their parents to interfere their lives.
所以这个父母的爱心、耐心和个人这个信仰都会受到很大的考验。
And therefore, the love and patience of parents were truly challenged, and their faith are challenged as well.
所以话说，有一位母亲到大学里面去探望她的儿子，叫 Kevin.
There was a mother who came to his son Kevin's college campus and paid a visit to her son.
这个母亲是一位很虔诚的基督徒。
The mother is a devout Christian.
所以他对他的儿子跟一位叫做苏西的女孩同居很不以为然。
Realizing her son is living with another girl, Susie, together, she did not agree.
但是他的儿子就用那个很一般的方法，就轻描淡写的跟他的母亲讲。
However, Kevin, her son, tried to mention this casually to her, his mom, saying,
他说 ：“Mom， 这个并不是你所想象的这个样子。苏西跟我每个人有自己的房间，他睡他的床，我睡我的床，我们没有睡在一起。”
So Kevin said to his mom, "Mom, it's not what you think. You know, we both have our own rooms. I sleep on my bed, and Susie slept on her bed in her own room. So we only shared an apartment together."
所以这个 Kevin 的妈妈听完以后。也就默默不语，也没有讲什么。
Kevin's mom kept silent after her son's reply.
在晚餐的时候，这个苏西为了表示欢迎 Kevin 的妈妈，就用她自己家传的银汤勺来欢迎他。
So during the meal time, Susie has a heart to show her welcome to Kevin's mom, and therefore she used her heirloom silver ladle to host the mom.
在晚餐后不久 ，Kevin 的妈妈就离开了。
So after the meal, Kevin's mom left.
在收拾餐具的时候，这个 Susie 就发觉她那个家传的银汤匙不见了。
As Susie tried to clean up the table, she realized her heirloom silver ladle is missing.
所以这个 Susie 就向这个 Kevin 抱怨说。Kevin, 我用我家传的银汤勺来招待你妈吃晚餐。她本来是在桌上的，但是现在已经不见了。
Susie came to Kevin and said, "Ever since your mom came for dinner, I have been unable to find the beautiful heirloom silver ladle. You don't suppose she took it, do you?"
Kevin 就讲说，我不认为我妈会这样做。
And Kevin replies, saying, "I don't think my mom will do something like that."
不过我会打个电话或者写个 email 给她。
However, I will surely try to call her or send her an email regarding to this matter.
当然，这些大学生都是很忙哈，也就是没有时间打电话。
Of course, college students they are all very busy, so they don't have time to make a call.
所以这个 Kevin 就写个 email 给他的妈妈。
And therefore, Kevin wrote an email to his mom.
他这个内容是这样讲的。
So he wrote something like this.
他说 ：“Mom， 我不是说你拿了或是没有拿这个苏西的这个家传银汤勺。
”So Kevin wrote something like this. Say, "Mom, I'm not saying you took or you did not take Susie's heirloom silver ladle."
事实是。你来晚餐的时候，这个银汤勺是在餐桌上，但是现在不见。
However, the fact is, when you came for dinner, the ladle was on the table, but after you were gone, the ladle was gone as well.
过了几天,
so after a few days,
Kevin 的妈妈就给这个 Kevin 也写一个 email.
Kevin received an email from his mom.
这里面是讲说，儿子啊，我不是说你跟苏西睡在一起，或是没有睡在一起。
So the mom replied, "Dear son, I'm not saying that you do sleep with Susie, or I'm not saying you do not sleep with Susie."
事实是，我把苏西的家传银汤勺放在她的床上，她到今天还是没有发觉。
But the fact remains that if she was sleeping in her own bed, she would have found the grave ladle by now, because I have put the ladle on her bed.
好，让我们来读两段经文。
Let us read two scripture verses.
这两段经文，一段是从提摩太后书一章五节，另外一个是使徒行传十六章一到二节。
One scripture reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, and the other one is from Acts chapter 16, verse 1 to 2.
我先念中文，如果你念中文的话，你就跟我一起，如果念英文的话，我们等下就请，就带我们念英文。
So you, if you're able to read Chinese, please read along with me. If you're able to read along English, please read along with George later.
好。提摩太后书一章五节，想到你心里无为之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。然后使徒行传十六章一节，保罗来到特庇，又到路斯德，在那里有一个门徒名叫提摩太，是信主之犹太妇人的儿子，他父亲却是希腊人。路斯德和以哥念的弟兄都称赞他。
Okay, Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now lives in you also. Acts chapter 16 verse 1 to 2.Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. Okay.
我不知道你是否还在想我刚刚跟你分享的那位有智慧的母亲的故事。
I wonder whether you are still thinking about the story I just told you.
她表达了她对 Kevin 的爱心、包容跟耐心。
The mom expressed her love and patience and tolerance towards her son.
然而她对自己的基督徒价值观也是很坚持。
And yet she uphold her own belief in Christian principles.
她并没有因为这个时代的不同而就有所改变。
She did not retreat or change her belief due to the changing of the society.
这是值得我们注意跟学习。
This is something we should learn and follow.
很多时候我们总以为我们自己的一些小动作或者是不守规矩就可以骗过我们自己的父母。
Oftentimes we thought we can do some white lie tricks or cutting corners that we can fool our parents.
但事实证明这些事情迟早都会暴露出来。
But in fact we all realized many of those were exposed eventually.
但是第一个发现的总是我们的母亲。
And usually the very first one who discover our lies is our mom.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为她是与我们最亲近。
Because she knows us the best. She's the closest one to us.
可以见得呢？
How do you know? How do we know?
让我举个例子。
Let me give you an example.
有一次我的儿子需要一件外出的裤子。
Once my son needs a pair of pants for a special need.
所以我大概就出去外面帮他买了回来。
And therefore, my wife went out shopping for his need.
我儿子试穿以后就觉得很满意。
And after she had purchased the pants, and my son tried it out and find out this is truly well fit, and he was quite satisfied.
所以他就说，妈，你怎么知道我会喜欢呢？
And he said to his mom, "Mom, how do you know I like this pants?"
我大概就回答说。你是我生的嘛，我怎么会不知道？
And my wife replied, "Of course, you were born from me. Of course, I know you."
所以今天是母亲节，让我祝各位做母亲的在这边母亲节快乐。
And today's Mother's Day, allow me to wish all the mothers here Happy Mother's Day.
我愿神的爱再次浇灌在你的身上，让你的爱真的是能够永不止息。
May the riches of God's love pour on you, so your love will never cease.
谈到小孩，这个诗篇一百二十七篇的第三节，跟这样告诉我。
Regarding to children, Psalm 127 verse 3 tells us this way.
他说：“儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他的赏赐。”
Children are an heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him.
既然是我们的产业，我们就应该要经营管理。
If children are indeed our inheritance, and therefore we must manage.
所以让我先问一下大家，你们觉得教养小孩容不容易？
And therefore, let me ask you a question. Is it easy for us to raise and educate our children?
你们觉得容易的人可以举手。
If you think it's easy, would you raise your hand?
其实我们如果稍微想一想的时候，你觉得说我们每天忙进忙出到底是为了什么？
And actually, when you sit down and think about it, and you will realize each day we go in and out, we were all busy throughout the day, what was the purpose after all?
好像都是为了小孩的缘故。
And actually, many times we center around the need of our children.
发觉在他们成长的每个阶段都有不同的需要跟烦恼。
And I realize throughout different stages of their life, we face different challenges and need of their lives.
他们小的时候，我们需要照顾他们生活、学校功课，还有课外的活动。
When they were young, we need to take care of their life, watch after them, watch their schoolwork, and also extracurricular activities.
到了青年就年轻的时候。
And once they reach the age of teenager,
除了上述的一切以外，还要加上担心他们的叛逆，还要上什么样的大学？
Besides all the things I have mentioned, then we need to worry about the rebellious stage and the mental state, and also what colleges they can go to.
大学毕业以后呢，又担心他们是不是可以找到工作呢？还不能能不能找到好的对象结婚成家呢？
So after college graduation, we worry about whether they can find a good spouse, whether they can have a good marriage and able to find a good job.
他们成家以后呢，我们还要帮他们照顾小孩。
And once they marry, then we need to take care of their children.
所以你想一想的时候，教养小孩真是不简单。
So when you truly think about it, it's not an easy task to raise a child, indeed.
特别是在今天这种弯曲
Especially, we are living in a rebellious age. I find out it is truly difficult. Just like the story of this boy, Kevin and Susie, about they are living together. Or the recent news we have heard from a high school girl in New Jersey, Rachel Cunning. And this girl filed a lawsuit against her parents. All of those news really make us shudder as parents. And however,
到底我们教养小孩的目的是为了什么？
So what is the ultimate purpose of raising children then?
是为了能让他们挣钱有好生活呢，还是为了要让他们进钱能够为神所用呢？
Is our goal to raise them to become a money-making people, or make them a godly person so they can be used by God?
相信答案应该是清楚。
I believe the answer is clear.
既然儿女是神所赐的产业，
If children are considered the inheritance being given by God,
那我们教养小孩的目的就是应该培育一个健全的下一代。
Then our purpose of raising children should be having the goal of raising a godly children.
而不是那个挣钱的小孩。
And not as a money-making child.
今天的社会之所以会有这么多的问题，主要的原因是。
And today we do face many social problems in today's age.
伦理道德的走下坡，还有家庭根基的被破坏。
There's a lot to do with moral decline, and also the corruption and destruction of the family value.
所以，若是我们的下一代真的是能够懂得敬畏神，对神有真诚无畏的信心，那我相信社会的问题就可以减少许多。
If we can raise a generation, they know how to fear the Lord, and they do have the faith and sincere heart towards God, then I believe the social issue and in today's age will be reduced dramatically.
不过培育这个敬虔的小孩，并不是说嘴巴讲一讲就可以。
However, raising a godly child is not something we can just by doing it by talking.
是需要付出代价。
But rather, we need to pay a big price.
他跟父母是否能够以身作则、尽钱度日，有很大的关系。
It has something very closely to do with how one can lead by example and live in a godly life.
在刚刚我们所读过的经文里面提到了两位母亲。
The passage just read, it mentioned two mothers there.
一位是提摩太的母亲有尼基。
One is Timothy's mother, Eunice.
另外一位是有尼基的母亲罗伊。
Another is Eunice's mother, Lois.
他们两位都是在这个困难的环境之下过着一个敬虔的生活。
They live a godly life under a very harsh circumstances.
用深长的爱来引导这个提摩太。
They used a deep and profound love to guide Timothy.
以至于提摩太将来后来他能够成为一个保罗的同工，还有神所重用的仆人。
To a point, Timothy was able to be used by Paul and become his trusted co-worker.
所以今天我想借着有尼基还有罗伊这个敬虔来跟大家分享。
And therefore, today I would like to use the example of Eunice and Lois to share their godliness with you all.
盼望我们能够从这个里面来学习。
So perhaps we can learn something from them.
我用两点来跟大家分享。
I would like to share with you with two points.
第一点是讲到这个敬虔的母亲是应该是一个母亲坚忍于这个逆境当中。
First, a godly mothers are having the genuine faith through difficult time.
第二个就是敬虔的母亲具有无为之信。
The secondly, godly mother are having the genuine faith.
让我们来看第一点。
Let us focus on the first point first.
在前几年，我在个人的信仰上遇到了一些波折。
I faced some twists and turns in my personal faith journey in the past few years.
因此，我自己有一个很深的感触。
And to a point, I have learned something.
就是一个人如果不敬畏神，不怕神的时候，他是什么事都敢做。
Is that if a person who does not fear the Lord, he is ruthless.
这个感触也很深的在提醒我自己。
And this understanding truly touched my heart and reminded myself.
虽然我们都说神有永远的慈爱，也有极大的怜悯。
Oftentimes we say God does His everlasting love and great mercy upon us.
但是我们不能忘记，他也是公义和圣洁的。
However, let us not forget He is also a righteous and holy God.
如果我自己落入了那种不敬畏他的光景当中，那后果就是不堪设想。
If I myself fall into a state of not fearing him, the end result is disastrous.
这个传道书的作者以他自己 丰富的人生经验写下了这么一句话。
The author of Ecclesiastes wrote the following word through his rich personal experience.
他说：“我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。神这样行，是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。”
I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it so the people will fear Him.
他给我们指出了一个很重要的真理。
He pointed out a very important truth.
那就是神是配得我们敬畏。
That is, God is worthy for us to fear Him.
保罗在提摩太前书也这样很恳切的在要求提摩太说。
And Paul, in his letter to Timothy, he reminded him earnestly with the following words.
他说：“操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事多有益处，因为有今生和来生的应许。”这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Paul wrote, "For the physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
保罗在这里指出了一点，就是敬虔的生活不但叫我们在灵性上得益处。
Paul points out a godly life not only help us in spiritually, but also help us physically as well.
更重要的是，他能够得着生命的应许。
More importantly, it gives us the promise of life.
能够成为神的儿女，能够蒙神赐福。
So we can become a child of God, and we can receive His blessing.
但是操练敬虔并不是你所想要做就可以一帆风顺。
And however, to have spiritual and godliness a discipline is not something that you, once you possess it, you can have a smooth sailing of your life.
反而你会常常遇到阻拦的。
On the other hand, often you will face many obstacles.
这样的阻拦有可能是来自环境，也有可能是来自那恶者。
The obstacle could come from your circumstances or from the evil one.
但是如果你能在逆境当中还坚守信心，敬畏神，那才是真的敬虔。
However, if you hold on to your faith in the difficult time and against the tide of the society and keep your faith fearing the Lord, then you will be the true believer.
根据《使徒行传》十六章的记载
，From the recording of Acts chapter 16,
提摩太是路斯德的人。
Timothy is a person from Lystra.
他的母亲尤尼基是个信主的犹太妇人。
And his mom Eunice is a believer. She is a Jew.
他的父亲却是希腊人，也就是犹太人所说的外邦人。
And his father is a Greek.And it's so-called Gentiles according to Jewish.
我们知道提摩太这个名字翻出来的意思就是尊重神。
And we also realize the name Timothy, it means honoring God.
一般的解经学者都认为说这个名字应该是尤尼基所取的。
And many Bible scholars believe the name Timothy was named by his mother Eunice.
因为提摩太的父亲本身并不信神。
Because Timothy's father is not a believer of the Lord.
由此可见，尤尼基对神是心存敬畏。
And therefore, we realize Eunice is a person who feared the Lord.
他必然也期望提摩太将来能够成为一位尊重神、荣耀神的人。
And she hopes and she expects her son Timothy to become a person who feared the Lord, revered the Lord, and honored God.
今天我们也有许多父母喜欢用圣经人物的名字来替我们小孩取名字。
We do have many parents today who would like to use a biblical name to name our children today.
这也许是比较容易记忆，或者是比较容易能够叫得出来。
And perhaps we used, we have the reason of doing so, so that our children can be named easily by called by others, or can be memorized easily.
更有可能是我们真的是期望自己的小孩能够像圣经人物一样的行为。
Or some perhaps truly expect our children can live out as a biblical character.
但是如果父母不认识主，或者是父母并没有办法活出真正的敬虔的模样，光是小孩有这个名字，也是很难能够替他带来生命的改变。
However, if parents themselves they do not know the Lord personally, or they did not live out and a living example as a godly parent to their children, having the name, a biblical name for their children, does not help.
由于尤尼基跟她丈夫两个人的信仰不同。
As we can see here, Eunice and her father and her husband, they too.Have different beliefs.
我相信他们在教养小孩的方式跟想法方面必然有很多不同的意见。
I believe they encounter different opinions in terms of raising their child.
其中一个很明显的例子就是提摩太并没有守犹太人在八天以后出生八天以后的割礼。
An obvious evidence we have seen here is that Timothy did not follow the Jewish tradition to receive circumcision the eighth day since his birth.
而是在后来才有保罗施行。
But rather, he was circumcised by Paul later on in his life.
另外，造成提摩太个性比较内向、胆怯的原因，也有可能是因为他是生长在一个属灵单亲。
And also we realize Timothy has an introvert character and he's rather timid in many areas. It is very possible because he grew up in a single spiritual parent condition.
提摩太父亲的情形使我想到一项基督教商人委员会的研究。
The background of Timothy reminds me a report given by a Christian Business Association.
这个研究有一个发现。
The research has shown,
他说如果是父亲是一个很积极的信徒的话，有 75% 的可能性他的小孩也会将来成为一个很积极的信徒。
The research has shown when the father of, of a child, when he is a very devout believer,And more than 75% possibility that his child will become a very devoted and positive believer.
但是如果只有母亲是一个很积极的信徒时，这个可能性的几率就降到15%。
And however, if the mom, only mom is the, positive and devoted Christian, the possibility for a child to be a devoted believer reduced down to 15%.
我们知道提摩太的父亲是不信神。
We realize Timothy's father is not a believer in the Lord.
然而提摩太确实。
And yet we realize Timothy is one.
他是这个15%中间的一个。
He is one of the 15%.
可见呢，他的母亲罗以，他的母亲尤尼基和祖母罗以的影响是有多么的大。
So we can see how much influence his mom, Eunice, and his grandmother.Lois has placed a great influence in his life.
尤尼基虽然是在这种困难的环境下，但因着敬畏神，他并没有让提摩太就随从他父亲的哲学信仰。
Even though Eunice lived in such difficult condition, and yet because of her faith, she did not allow Timothy to follow along Timothy's father's Greek philosophy and belief.
他坚持让提摩太从小就熟读圣经。
She insists to let Timothy to memorize the scripture since when he was young.
保罗在本章的本书的三章十五节就指出了这么一点。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, Paul says,
他说提摩太从小是明白圣经，而这个圣经能使提摩太因信基督耶稣而有得救的智慧。
From this verse, we realize Paul mentioned Timothy has known the Holy Scriptures since infancy, which are able to make Timothy wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
有内基在这种困难的环境下的坚忍，是因为他认清了基督耶稣在他和在提摩太生命上的重要性。
The reason why Eunice was able to stand fast of her faith in such difficult circumstances is because she realized that Jesus Christ and the place of Jesus Christ in hers and Timothy's life.
就如同马大的妹妹玛利亚一样，她知道什么是那上好的福分。
Just like Mary, the sister of Martha, she realized what is the best.
在这个属灵单亲的这种情形之下，神让有尼基的母亲罗伊来支持她，来与她同工。
Under the condition of single spiritual parent, God allowed Eunice and her own mom Lois to help her.
这是一个很美好的安排。
And this is a truly beautiful coordination.
其实罗伊这个名字，如果你翻出来的意思就是欢欣的意思。
Actually, Timothy's grandmother's name Lois, the name itself means agreeable.
有尼基的意思就是美好的得胜。
And the name Eunice means good victory.
提摩太的意思是尊重神。
And the name Timothy means honoring God.
如果把这三个人的名字合起来，也就是一个敬畏神的信徒，一生很美好的一种写照。
When you put these three names together, we find out the combination of this life is a truly reflecting the life of Timothy.
虽然是在逆境当中，一个敬畏神的人必然会有美好的得胜，而且也有时常是欢欣喜乐。
Even though they were going through obstacles, and yet because they are fearing of the Lord, and they are able to overcome and able to live a joyful life.
好，那我们进入第二点。
Let us go to the second point.
我们知道要在逆境当中坚持自己的敬虔是需要勇气，还有对神真实的信心。
We realize in order to uphold our belief under opposition, we need to courage and also faith in the Lord.
保罗在提摩太后书的一章五节告诉我们说，存在提摩太的心里的信心是无为之信。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, Paul mentioned the faith in Timothy and also is genuine.
这个无为就是真实的。
Sincere and genuine means there is no phoniness.
可见的信心是有真有假之分。
And therefore, we realize there is something called true faith and false faith.
这跟雅各书所讲的这种活跟死的信心是有点类似。
Which is similar to what James has mentioned, what is considered a living faith and dead faith.
假的信心并无法使人真的是能够得到在基督耶稣里的生命应许。
A dead faith won't able to help people to receive the true promise from God.
因为他并没有真正的认识耶稣基督。
Because there is no true understanding of Jesus Christ.
假的信心也会导致一个人阳奉阴违。
A dead faith or phony faith will make a person start to put up a phony upfront and won't be able to live a genuine spiritual life.
主耶稣在马太福音就警告我们说，凡称呼主啊主啊的人，并不能多进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
And Jesus has warned us in the Gospel of Matthew. He said, "No, not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven."
他要我们知道一点，就是一个有名无实的信徒，最终必遭神所拒绝。
Jesus wants us to know a nominal Christian will eventually be denied by God.
所以无为之性的表现就是诚诚实实的活在神的面前。
And therefore, an expression of a genuine faith is the one who can live before the Lord without any phoniness.
是一个表里一致的生命。
It's a person who can live the same, whether inside or out.
保罗在《使徒行传》十六章，我们读到了那个地方说，提摩太是一个门徒。
In chapter 16 of the Acts, Paul mentioned Timothy as a disciple.
这个表示从提摩太接受基督的福音到保罗第二次到路斯德的短短五六年期间，年轻的提摩太在灵性上已经有很大的长进。
It means only within a very short period of time, within 5 to 6 years, when Paul introduced the faith of Christ to Timothy, until the second time when he visited the same place again, the young Timothy has grown a lot spiritually.
他也有很好的见证，所以这个路斯德跟以哥念的弟兄都称赞他。
And he also lived out a very good testimony for his faith, to a point the people in Lystra and the local brothers all commended him and spoke well of him.
所以由此可见，提摩太心里的信心是真实的信心。
And therefore, we can testify the faith in Timothy is genuine.
因为这个信心让他的灵性长进，也让他活出一个表里一致敬虔。
This faith has enabled him to grow spiritually, enabled him to live a truthful life.
这对我自己也有一个很大的提醒。
And this also serves a good reminder for myself.
我盼望自己也真的是能够活出那真实的信心，一生敬虔度日。
I hope I can also live out a true faith to live a godly life.
那么提摩太的信心是怎么建立的呢？
So how was Timothy's faith being established and edified?
保罗说：“这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基的心里的。”
Paul mentioned that this faith, this sincere faith, was first lived in your grandmother Lois and then in your mother Eunice.
因着罗伊跟尤尼基对主的真信心
，through the genuine faith of Lois and Eunice,
他们引导提摩太也走同样的信心道路。
They guide Timothy to walk on the same faith journey.
这是我想起这个箴言二十二章第六节所讲。
Which remind me the Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
他说教养儿童使他走当走的路，就是到老他也不偏离。
Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
提摩太之所以成为主所重用的仆人，除了保罗的教导以外，也是因他的母亲从小就把他的信心建立在圣经的真理基础之上。
Besides the instruction from Paul, the reason why Timothy was able to become a faithful servant of the Lord is because of his parents has imputed her faith in him and enable him to grow.In the scripture.
这是我们为人父母的在这个时代里面必须要学习。
This is some lesson for us parents we need to learn, especially in today's age.
从提摩太的经历我们可以看到三件事实。
Through the experience, life experience of Timothy, we can learn three things.
第一，幼年的时候就能认识神的人，长大以后也叫能够有坚定的信仰。
First of all, when a person can know the Lord when he is young, he is able to have a firm faith after become adult.
第二个是提摩太幼年的时候就能够认识神，是因为罗伊跟尤尼基的敬虔。
Secondly, the reason why Timothy was able to know the Lord since his young age is because of Lois and Eunice.Godliness.
第三个当然就是这个罗伊跟尤尼基对提摩太的爱是很深很长的。
Thirdly, the love of Lois and Eunice towards Timothy is long and profound.
其实圣经里面也给我们看到很多明显的例子。
And actually, there are quite a few examples in the scripture which show the same.
其中我们从很熟悉的就是那个先知撒母耳跟但以理。
A very familiar example we remember is the prophet Samuel and Daniel.
还有大卫王。
And also King David.
另外一个比较不受人注意的就是亚哈王的家宰。
And another which is usually being unnoticed is Obadiah, who is Ahab's palace administrator.
这个近代比较明显的例子就是奥古斯丁跟约翰卫斯理。
In the recent history, we also know Augustine, St. Augustine, and John Wesley.
他们都是因为父母的敬虔，从幼年他们就认识神。
Those examples showed us the reason why those people are considered men of faith and they know God since a young age because of the godliness of their parents.
他们以后一生敬畏神，成为神所重用的人。
They devote their lives to serve the Lord and they fear God.
所以在看到提摩太的信仰旅程以后，我想借这个机会感谢所有参与儿童事工跟青少年事工的弟兄姐妹。
After reading the example of the journey, faith journey of Timothy, I would like to use this opportunity to thank all the co-workers who serve in children ministry.
愿主能够纪念你们的辛劳。
May God remember your labor.
无疑的，你们的工作是非常的重要。
Because the children ministry indeed is very important.
因为在培育这个敬虔的下一代，你们是他们的属灵父亲或者属灵母亲。
Because in order to build this spiritual generation, you are considered their spiritual father or spiritual mother.
我相信当罗以跟尤尼基看到这个提摩太可以跟着保罗一起出去旅行布道的时候，
I believe when Lois and Eunice, when they witnessed that Timothy was able to go to the evangelistic journey with Paul,
他们必然觉得很欣慰。如果是我的话，我可能会说，主啊，我终于可以交差了。
They must feel very comforted and they feel very pleased. If I were them, I may say, Lord, I finally have done my job.
所以让我们再回到原来的老问题，那就是到底我们教养小孩的目的是为什么？
So let us go back to our very original question. Then what is the purpose of goal of raising children?
如果我们稍微注意一下我们周遭的世界，我们就不难发现这个世界的价值观是跟神为敌。
If we just pay attention to our surrounding, then we will realize the value of this world is opposing God's value.
若是我们对神的信心都不能真实，那我们就会忙于追求这个世界所看重的价值。
If we ourselves don't have a genuine faith to the Lord, then our next generation will follow us and pursue the value of this world.
那我们的小孩也都会变成那个属灵的孤儿。
Then our children will become spiritual orphan.
那个结果，我们就是培养一个正钱的下一代，而不是敬钱的下一代。
And the result of our raising children we are creating a generation of money making and not a generation of godliness.
罗以跟尤尼基虽然是属灵的单亲。
Though Lois and Eunice, they are considered a spiritual single parent.
但他们并没有因此就放弃对神的信心。
However, they did not give up their faith.
他而让这个提摩太成为这个属灵的孤儿。
And they did not give up their faith and allow Timothy to become a spiritual orphan.
他们仍然坚持过着敬虔的生活。
They still persist and uphold their faith in living a godly life.
所以神让保罗成为提摩太的属灵父亲。
So later on, Paul became the spiritual father of Timothy.
提摩太成为主所重用的仆人。
And Timothy in turn became a worker, faithful worker used by the Lord.
这就是神的爱跟祝福。
This is truly the love and blessing from the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
透过罗以跟尤尼基这两位敬虔的母亲
Through these two godly mothers, Lois and Eunice,
我们看到这个敬虔是一种生命的流露
We realize godliness is a state and expression of genuine life.
不管环境如何
No matter what circumstance people are going through,
敬虔是一个对神的敬畏，还有对神有真诚的信心的表。
Godliness is fear to the Lord and to have a genuine faith to the Lord.
罗以跟尤尼基的敬虔是从他们自己的家开始。
Lois and Eunice start their godliness from their home, their family.
所以我盼望这样的敬虔也能够从我们每个家庭开始。
I hope godliness become the foundation.And the starting point of our families as well.
让我们能够活出对神的敬畏，也有对神有真诚的信心的生命。
May we live a life of fearing the Lord and live a life with genuine faith.
这样我们才能够培育出敬虔的下一代。
Then, in turn, we are able to raise a generation of godliness.
当我们在教会当中遇到年纪轻或属灵年轻的弟兄姐妹。
When we see the younger Christian brothers and sisters in the church,
盼望我们都能够成为他们属灵的父母亲。
May we all become their spiritual father or mother.
用爱心和关怀来照顾他们。
We can cultivate them and encourage them through faith and love and caring.
让我们可以建立一个主爱的家。
So that we can build a house that loves the Lord.
最后。让我用借用保罗给提摩太的祝福来勉励大家。
And lastly, I would like to use a word Paul mentioned to Timothy as an encouragement for us all.
愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从神和我们主基督耶稣归于我们每一位。
May grace, mercy, and peace from the Lord come to all of us who belong to Christ Jesus.